And Yu Chen.
In local news, outside of Ormiston College, protesters are lined up to go against proposals to cut down koala habitats in the area. An estimated 60 locals showed up to protest, stating the trees are a protected area for the koalas, and are strongly opposing the school's planned expansion. In 2018, the trees near the school were named a koala-safe neighbourhood by the Redland City Council, pushing back further development of the college. Koalas have been listed as endangered in Australia since 2022. Many of the locals have made comments about the importance of protecting the area and how the council already made a commitment to conserve the koalas' habitat. The expansion plans to cut down 650 trees, which are part of the koala protected area. In other local news, CleanCo, the Queensland government's publicly owned generator, has partnered with WindLab for its wind farm at Kennedy Energy Park at Huende, after it withdrew from the Moa Creek wind farm. The Moa Creek wind farm would be built on agricultural land 30 kilometres west of Rockhampton, with 60 turbines to power almost 200,000 homes. CleanCo announced in a statement on Wednesday that Moa Creek wind farm did not align with its current strategic activities, commercial portfolio and investment properties, given changing energy market conditions. It has withdrawn from further development and all delivery activities for Moa Creek wind farm, but remained in discussion for potential future offtake opportunities. In national news, on Thursday afternoon, lawyers representing the Jewish Council of Australia, the Australian National Imams Council and the Hind Rajab Foundation sent a letter of complaint to the Attorney General, Home Affairs Minister and Australian Federal Police in regards to the visit of the Israeli President Isaac Herzog, planned for early February. The complaint, lodged by Robert Richer of the King's Council, formally requests authorities, quote, issue and be prepared to execute an arrest warrant upon the arrival of the President in Australian jurisdiction. The letter cites Australia's new hate prevention laws, as well as the Geneva Convention Act of 1975 and the Commonwealth Criminal Code Act of 1995, as groups for an Australian Federal Police criminal investigation. The complaint also requests that the government cancel Herzog's visa and deny him entry.
For your next national news, according to research by the Australian Council of Social Service, Australia spends billions of dollars more on tax breaks for property investors than on social housing, homelessness, and rent assistance combined. This analysis comes as new data from the Productivity Commission reveals the share of homes dedicated to social housing has dropped to a record low of 3.6% from 5.7% in the 1990s. This collapse coincides with an affordability crisis, where households in greatest need on the social housing waitlist, people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness, have jumped from 26% to 41% of the public housing waitlist over the past decade. Despite being one of the richest countries in the world, the 3.6% share of homes dedicated to social housing is only around half the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, average. National spokesperson for Everybody's Home, Maya Aziz, calls on the government to flip the equation by phasing out handouts for property investors and start opening more community housing. In international news, China has executed 11 members from the notorious scam mafia on January 29th. The Min family members were one of the largest clans in Myanmar that ran gambling dens and red districts. They were among a handful of godfather-esque families who rose to power in Lukoi in the early 2000s. First gambling and prostitution, then online fraud, the Min family built their scam empire over thousands of people who were kidnapped from China and forced to run these scams. Their scam empire collapsed after China's military force took over Lukoi in 2023. They were sentenced in September 2025 for various crimes, including human trafficking, homicide, fraud, and illegal detention by a court in Zhejiang province in China. For your weather today, the weather as of 10 a.m. today is 29 degrees, but feels like 27. The wind is 41 kilometers per hour, and it is 52% humidity. It is partly cloudy with a cloud cover of 44%, but a UV index of 10, so keep covered up. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.